Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's wonderful to have you with us on this Friday, December the 28th, in this Christmas week. We hope you've had a marvelous Christmas and a Christ-filled one at that. With me here in the studio is my good friend David Holland, who's one of the producers of our show and also one of the wisest men I know. David, it's great to have you here.
Hi, Stephen. Thank you. Yes, I was one of the wise men here at Christmas time.
You're not quite that old. You know, I appreciate you being here because as people can tell, my voice is just a little bit raspy from all of the speaking and media.
You've been doing a lot of interviews, a lot of speaking engagements, some on behalf of pro-life organizations, some other great organizations around the country, but that has left your voice a little ragged, so I'm here in part to help do some of the talking for you.
You both sound better, and you're better looking than me, so I'm delighted that you're here. I also love this series that Derek is concluding today on the titles of Jesus. You know, there's just nothing as powerful as when we sing, and unfortunately, we only do it around Christmas time, you know, Prince of Peace, Mighty Warrior, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And today, it's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and, you know, I have to tell you that this aspect of Jesus' ministry, calling, gift, and authority really moves me, because I think that we have a tendency not to relate to him as much as Lord and King as we ought to. And in our generation, when we see on some fronts the gospel receding, while on others it's advancing in the world, it's good for us to remember that our King is still in operation.
Absolutely. He's not just an intimate friend. He's a mighty King, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's just get right to it so we can all feed on this. This is Derek Prince teaching us about Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
In my talks last week and this week, I've presented to you the following titles of Jesus: Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, the Word of God, the Lamb of God, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Savior, Christ or Messiah, Alpha and Omega, the Bright Morning Star. The tenth title that I've chosen for my talk today is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Like the two preceding titles, it is taken from the book of Revelation. In Revelation chapter 17, we have a picture of the great global end-time conflict in which Satan and the rulers associated with him will actually be ranged in open war against God and his appointed ruler, Jesus. This is part of the description. Revelation 17, verses 12 through 14. The ten horns you saw are ten kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. The beast is the Antichrist. They will make war against the Lamb, that's Jesus, but the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You remember that we said earlier, the Lamb is also the Lion. And here the Lamb is called Lord of Lords and King of Kings. There's a deliberate paradox in a Lamb that's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Then it goes on in that verse, with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. It always blesses me that Jesus doesn't want to win the victory on his own. He wants to share it with his followers. That's just like him. He wants to bring us in on everything, his victory too. Again, the same title is used a little further on in the book of Revelation, in Revelation 19, verses 11 through 16, where we have the revelation of Jesus ready to return from heaven in power and glory to judge the earth and to take over its kingdoms. John says this, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True, that's Jesus. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. The many crowns represent all the kingdoms which are his by right. He has a name written on him that no one but he himself knows. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. We've already spoken about that earlier in this series of studies. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So you see, Jesus is here presented very clearly and emphatically as the ultimate ruler of the universe, and this passage depicts the establishment of his authority against all opposition. Let's remind ourselves of the path by which Jesus came to this position. This, too, is revealed in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come. That's God the Father. And from the seven spirits before his throne, that's the Holy Spirit. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. There's a certain sequence there that we need to observe. Jesus was first of all, in his humanity, the faithful witness, the one who never turned from the truth, the one who spoke the truth even about himself, though it cost him his life. He was the faithful witness. Because he was the faithful witness, God vindicated his faithfulness and his righteousness and raised him from the dead. So he became the firstborn from the dead, the first person ever to rise in resurrection out of death. The firstborn meaning that others, his believing people, were to follow him. Thirdly, as the firstborn from the dead, the head of a new creation, he's also the ruler of the new order. He's the ruler of earth's kings. Let's look at those words once more. He's the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and therefore the ruler of the kings of the earth. It's important to see also that Jesus receives his authority from the Father. He does not wrest it for himself. It's conferred upon him because he has deserved it. He has merited it. He has fulfilled the conditions for it.
You know, every year when I hear Handel's Messiah, I weep at the words from Scripture where the chorus sings, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." I also love it in Joy to the World, where we sing, "He's come to bring the blessing as far as the curse is found." We need to remember that we serve a king who, as Derek said, has come to bring a new order in the world. What confidence, what courage that ought to inspire. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Christmas is a wonderful time to share with family, to give gifts, and to thank God for the blessings that have come through his Son, Jesus. In his heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, Derek Prince shares his extraordinary first-hand account of the harrowing yet glorious days in December of 1947, a time in which he, his wife Lydia, and their nine adopted daughters found themselves caught in a spiritual and literal crossfire during the days leading up to the birth of Israel as a nation. As Derek recounts, "Looking back over that stormy Christmas, I realized that it taught me the very real message of Christmas, stripped of all of its externals and non-essentials. That message is Emmanuel, God with us. We believe you'll find it very meaningful in the days to come. So we would like to send you a copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, absolutely free. Call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget that you still have plenty of time to support the outreach of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. We are in a marvelous and inspiring and encouraging series by Derek Prince on the titles of Jesus. And today, he's on one of my favorite subjects, which is Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, when you become a believer, you don't just confess Jesus as Savior. You take him as your Lord. And then you, in turn, take him as King into the nations of the world. That's what the Great Commission has called us to do. So let's listen now as Derek teaches us about Jesus as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Let's look at those words once more. He's the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and therefore the ruler of the kings of the earth. It's important to see also that Jesus receives his authority from the Father. He does not wrest it for himself. It's conferred upon him because he has deserved it. He has merited it. He has fulfilled the conditions for it. This is stated in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 13 through 16, some wonderful and beautiful words. Paul is speaking to Timothy, and this is what he says. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, the Messiah Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, was the faithful witness, I charge you to keep this commandment, his ministry, without spot or blame, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now it's speaking about his appearing again in glory and power. Paul goes on to say, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who alone is immortal, and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. So it's God the Father who will bring about the appearing, the return in glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And of God the Father it says, he's the blessed and only ruler. Another translation says potentate. It's a tremendously powerful word. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's interesting because in that particular passage there in the Greek, the language means the King of all who are kinging it and the Lord of all who are lording it. So no matter what men may claim to be, no matter what power they may abrogate to themselves, God the Father is the King of all who are kinging, the Lord of all who are lording. And he is going to impart this authority to his chosen and well-beloved and faithful Son, the Lord Jesus. And so Jesus, out of the impartation of that authority, will become the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That beautiful title applied to Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, has a very specific meaning. Kings and lords are rulers. And what it means is this, that Jesus is the ruler of all rulers. He's the governor over all governments. Particularly under his authority are all earthly rulers and governments. He is directly over them. And all must bow to him. Hence he wears on his head those many crowns. The Greek word is diadems. It's not the crowns that represent victory in the athletic contest. That's another word. But it's the royal word, the word diadem. He has many crowns because all kings find their authority and their right to rule from him. And God has a special message to rulers concerning Jesus. I think sometimes we don't appreciate that God says some things which are specially to rulers and to leaders. It's found in Psalm 2. I'm going to read the whole psalm. It's not very long. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. You remember that's his Christ, his Messiah. Notice it's the kings and the rulers there. Let us break their chains, they say, and throw off their fetters. They want to reject the lordship of Jesus. But the one enthroned in heaven, that's God the Father, laughs at them. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion, my holy hill. My king, of course, is Jesus. So no matter what earth's rulers may say or decide or attempt to do, Jesus, the appointed king, is already installed on the heavenly Zion. Then the Son speaks of the Father's relationship to him. He says, I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord, the Father, said to me, You are my Son. Today I've become your Father. That's the resurrection. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You remember, because he's the firstborn from the dead, he's the ruler of the kings of the earth. You will rule them with an iron scepter. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Now there's a message to the kings and rulers. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you be destroyed in your way, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. That's a special message, and I believe it's a timely one for today. A message to the rulers of earth. Be reconciled with God through Jesus. Kiss the Son, because if his anger flares up, he'll bring judgment on you that you cannot resist. Let me say this in conclusion. The establishment of the kingdom of Jesus is the only solution to earth's problems and the only hope for earth's peoples. Thank God he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Lord Jesus, come quickly.
I want to quote some words that Derek spoke in this last portion of teaching. He said the establishment of the kingdom of Jesus is the only solution to the earth's problems and the only hope for earth's people. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that the gospel is about more than just saving individual souls and taking us all to heaven? Do we really believe that he has come to make the blessings flow as far as the curse is found? I believe he has, and I want you to join me in that confidence. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Christmas is a wonderful time to share with family, to give gifts, and to thank God for the blessings that have come through his Son, Jesus. In his heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, Derek Prince shares his extraordinary first-hand account of the harrowing yet glorious days in December of 1947, a time in which he, his wife Lydia, and their 9 adopted daughters found themselves caught in a spiritual and literal crossfire during the days leading up to the birth of Israel as a nation. As Derek recounts, "Looking back over that stormy Christmas, I realized that it taught me the very real message of Christmas. Stripped of all of its externals and non-essentials, that message is Emmanuel, God with us. We believe you'll find it very meaningful in the days to come. So we would like to send you a copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, absolutely free. Call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And don't forget that you still have plenty of time to support the outreach of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with us here today as we're wrapping up this marvelous 2-week series by Derek Prince on the titles of Jesus, the names of Jesus. And hasn't it been a great ride learning about Prince of Peace and King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Well, to help us kind of digest and apply and maybe reflect some things about DPM, are two of our dear friends. First of all, Dick Leggett is here. He's the president of Derek Prince Ministries and an all-around wise and gifted man. Dick, it's great to have you here.
Great to be with you, Stephen. Thanks.
Let me say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you now.
Same right back at you.
Delighted that you're here. And David Holland, my help and support in time of weak voice, also one of the producers of the show and a man who brings great wisdom to us. David, thanks for being here.
Hi, Stephen. Hey, it's great to be with you both. You know, it's hard to believe that we are almost, as we would say in Texas, smooth out of year. We've just about come to the...
What? And what do you say?
It's okay. It sounds good to me.
We have run plumb out. We are smooth out of year almost. And you know, Dick, it brings me to mind, especially as we're hearing Derek teach in such vivid and compelling ways about the kingship and the rulership and the majesty of God. I wonder what you see in your position with Derek Prince Ministries, looking back at the year that we've just had and forward to the year coming forward, if there are any particular thoughts that come to mind.
Well, it's been very evident through this year. So much has been accomplished, and not only in the United States, but all across the world through Derek's ministry. But especially in the United States office, we've had a tremendous year, great progress. We've had progress on the radio front. We've had progress in terms of the online ministry of Derek Prince Ministries, people contacting us, just new people coming into the stream of things and what we're doing with Derek Prince Ministries. And, of course, what that translates into is people who are being exposed to the Word of God and to a systematic study of the Word of God. So we're just very grateful for all that's taken place in this past year, and we're looking forward to next year. But the one thing that is significant, just in the context of the theme of what Derek has been sharing on Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Psalm 2 comes to my mind, where the Lord speaks and God the Father says, "But as for me, I have installed my King upon Mount Zion." And it's just so evident to us as we end the year and as we look towards the coming year that Jesus is on the throne. And we are so grateful for that.
Amen. You know, I'm also reminded, because of the time of year that we're at, that those who would like to make year-end gifts of support for the outreaches of Derek Prince Ministries just really have a couple more days to do that and still have it count toward their tax deductible giving for 2007. There are a couple of convenient ways to do that. And in any gifts by mail postmarked by the end of the year would, of course, be credited to this year's giving. And also right up until midnight on the 31st, if you give online, you can also have that giving credited as well.
And let me add hastily here, for all of you who have been involved financially with Derek Prince Ministries,
yeah,
towards the end of the year here, we're so appreciative and so grateful. And all we want to say here is thank you for your involvement. We appreciate it so much.
In fact, Dick, why don't you take these last few minutes as president of Derek Prince Ministries and voice a prayer for our partners, our listeners, our supporters, for all those who are part of the broader extended DPM family, and just pronounce that great kind of blessing that Derek taught us to pronounce, please.
Yes. Father, we thank you so much for what you're doing. We see your hand moving across all the earth. We see you moving towards the fulfillment of your great purposes and plans for humanity. And we say, thank you, Lord. But also, Lord, we know that in order to do what is being done throughout the earth, there are many who have stepped forward with great generosity and who have invested, who have sown seed into your kingdom. Father, you've promised that those who do so will receive a great reward. And so I pray now in the name of Jesus that you would extend your favor, your blessing to all those who have had the vision and the foresight to look at what you're doing in your kingdom and invest in it. I pray that you would reward them, bless them, favor them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, we are so very grateful for everyone who has stood with us over this past year. And now we have a new year before us. We're not sure exactly what that's going to bring, what surprises that's going to have. But surely there will be some challenges on the horizon. And Dick, I was just wondering what you see as you pray and as you look forward with your vision, what you're seeing.
Well, we're anticipating many, many open doors that the Lord is making available to us. And we have new books, new publications that are going to be released. We are going to expand what we're doing on every front, the radio and our online efforts, and just increasing our contact with people, not only in the United States, but also one of the things that we're seeing is that the United States has been given a tremendous role as the resource provider for much of what Derek Prince Ministries is doing worldwide. And I just want to just remind the people who are listening today, we're touching people all across the world, and it's because of your generosity, it's because of what you are contributing to Derek Prince Ministries that we're able to do that. So thank you again, but also realize that we will continue on with this fight and we need your support and your involvement. Thank you so much.
Dick, Dave, thanks for being with me, guys.
Oh, thank you, Stephen.
Great to be with you.
And again, Merry Christmas to all of you who are listening, and may you have a very happy new year. We have one more day in this present year to be with you, and we'll look forward to being with you on that day on Monday. But that is all the time we have for now. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again on Monday as the legacy continues.
To request your copy of Derek's heartwarming story, A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, Call 888-737-0771 and take this opportunity to show your support of Derek Prince Ministries with your special year-end tax-deductible gift. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or request your free copy of A Stormy Christmas in the Holy Land, securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.